there's been a big rise in the number of maternity units having to turn away expectant mums.
That's right. The Labour Party have obtained details under the Freedom of Information Act on how several maternity wards were temporarily closed last year. 42 of the 96 hospital trusts that responded said they had to close at least once in 2016, with most saying it was because of staff or bed shortages. But on the line to share with us more about the struggles that wards are facing generally is Philippa Taylor, Head of Public Policy at Christian Medical Fellowship. Good afternoon.
Hello.
Hi, Philippa. Thanks for joining us. Now, is a lack of staff a problem across the whole of the NHS?
Absolutely it is, yes. And maternity care in particular is certainly struggling with a shortfall in midwives and the need to meet a rising birth rate. So this is definitely a huge challenge. As well as staffing, there's also a problem with money and funding as well. These two issues are both coming together and perhaps creating something like a perfect storm, really, of problems. There's a clear financial crisis in funding, and it's predicted that there'll be a $30 billion funding gap by 2020 in the NHS, and no new money foreseeable in the future. And in terms of staffing, there's clearly a problem, an ongoing problem with a lack of enough trained staff, especially nurses. And nurses really are the spine of healthcare, but there's certainly also a growing recruitment problem. And bursaries being an issue too, those being scrapped, and retention of staff. So yes, we have two major problems coming together in terms of staffing and money, and this is one area, maternity care, where this problem is being reflected.
Yes. Now, in terms of the number of beds, now we're talking about maternity wards, but is this a kind of issue that's, you know, in other areas within hospitals as well?
Yes, I think across the health service, it's reflected in different ways. I mean, this is the issue of today, and it's certainly a real issue that we need to face. But yes, across the board, there's problems really due to bigger issues like an ageing population, for instance, and people living longer with more chronic diseases that need treatment. There's more complex health needs. And in terms of maternity care, there's probably an increase really in a rising birth rate, which will put pressure on maternity wards in particular at the moment. But, you know, this issue that we're facing is very difficult. It's complex and it's a real concern. But it's actually the UK is not alone in facing this crisis. Most wealthy nations across Europe and the West are facing similar crises like this and are struggling with these similar problems, funding, staffing, retaining staff, and increasing problems and pressure for healthcare services.
So you're talking about pressure, problems. So should we be very worried about this?
I think it's a huge problem that the government is facing. But I think it is very complex because that's not the whole picture. It isn't the government spending on the NHS has risen quite significantly over the last 20 or so, well, 40 years, really. So as a proportion of GDP back in 1960, I think about 3.9% of the GDP was spent on the NHS, and now it's nearly 8%. So there has been a big increase in government funding. And arguably, I would say that we do have one of the best healthcare systems in the world. And somewhat ironically, in terms of this situation and what we hear in the news, we are actually incredibly efficient. There's always room for more efficiency savings and there's always room for more money. But it is worth remembering that we do have a good system and we do have a low infant mortality rates again. So in terms of the current crisis, that's worth remembering how good our infant mortality rates are. So I would say that we are probably expecting a huge amount from the NHS and its provision, and perhaps the problem is we're expecting more than it can actually provide for us now.
And finally, you know, this news could be quite alarming for expectant mothers, but sometimes I think we can forget about the pressure that nurses are also under. How can we be praying for them?
Yeah, no, that's right. That's an important point. I think the church can certainly serve nurses and midwives and doctors even more by praying for them in terms of the stress that they're under, the pressure dealing with people who are very ill and needing care and compassion. So they have a very important frontline role. So worth praying for them, for them to have the compassion that they need, as well as wisdom in making difficult decisions, especially when they're under such pressure. So yes, we do. And wisdom for our leaders too, in how to handle pressures like this, and how to make the service more efficient and provide the care that is needed for people in a very, very complex area where there's no easy answers. So the more support that we can give our nurses, our midwives and our doctors and other healthcare workers within churches is very essential, absolutely.
Thank you very much, Philippa Taylor from the Christian Medical Fellowship, talking up to us about the pressure that many maternity wards in England are feeling.